No, oh, hi, you're coming back now? I thought you had the zoomy zips. I thought you were running around being a tech baby. Okay, well, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe, and I'm trying to figure out what Pippa wants to do here. I'm the local cat psychiatrist and president and chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Pretty proud about that. And I'm trying to watch a football game. I've been trying to do all kinds of stuff. Oh, what's that sound out there, Pippa? What's that crazy sound? Like, some loud vehicle is driving by my house. It might be a street sweeper. So, yeah, Pippa has now run over to the window, jumped up on her little perch, and she's looking between the blinds. Yeah, so I was getting ready to do this. I thought we were going to have to do kitty business. I came in here, I sat down, and the cat went running out of the room. Zoom! Said broop, and went round. Ran upstairs, and I thought, okay, great. Cat's got the zoomies. That's fine. But apparently, maybe she only has the half zoomies. Because, yeah. Alright, so here I am. I was hoping to get some stuff done during halftime, but that didn't happen. Well, I did get some stuff done during halftime, but not everything I wanted to do. So the second half of the Brazil game has started. And they started out kind of slow, but they have managed to get one up here. And, I don't know. This is looking pretty good. This is Brazil looking a little bit better today. That's all I'm going to say. I am drinking some delicious tea. It's good. The cat has jumped down off of her perch. Is she heading this way? Or is she going to get in her box? Oh, yeah, get in the box. That's fun. Yeah, I brought the big box down here, if you'll remember. And I set it on its side. So now it's just this little, well, now it's another kitty hut. Because we don't have enough kitty huts sitting around in this house. All right, so anyway. We're 3 minutes into this show. Maybe we need to get down to business. To business. Ugh. I'm kind of tired. I have that weird feeling where I want to stretch, but I know that I shouldn't, because as soon as I start stretching, I'm going to hurt myself. Yeah. Oh, and I really, really, really want to... Anyway, what we really need to get into right now is the candy business. That's right. Last night, I whipped up another trial batch of my attempted candy. And this time I decided to make banana flavored. So I got, and I did something a little bit different. I changed a couple of variables. I probably should have only changed one variable, but I ended up changing what? Let's see, the amount of water, the amount of sugar, the amount of boil time. Yeah, see, that was a problem. Because of the reduced amount of water and this, that, and the other thing, when I was cooking up the sugar last night, it started to burn. It started to caramelize, but, I thought, well, that won't be a big deal. Caramel and banana flavors go together, because I was making banana candy, right? And, I got it off the stove in time. I didn't burn it up too much. I doubt it'll have any kind of real caramel flavor. But that's something to think about in the past. Banana caramel. I mean, something to think about for the future. Banana caramel candy. That is an interesting idea. So anyway, I made up a small batch of this stuff. And I put it in the refrigerator last night to cool and cure. And so that was one of the things I wanted to do during halftime. I'm actually going to step away from this game right now. And I think we're going to go upstairs. So let's grab all this stuff. We're going to go up into the kitchen. And we're going to see the results of last night's candy experiment. The big question here is, am I going to have, you know, like a solid mass of candy? Of, you know, jelly candy? Or am I just going to have a massive, massive sticky mess? Like the other batch, which is still curing, and I haven't checked yet. I haven't seen what condition it is in yet. So now that we're up here in the kitchen, let's open the refrigerator. And here's the little pan of candy stuff. And it's all set up. It's sliding around in the pan. I have it, you know, on a piece of parchment paper. I can hold it sideways. It's not flowing. So it's some kind of solid mass at this point. That's good. Let's set some of this stuff down here. And, it lifts right out of the pan. Put the pan over there. Put the stuff down here. Is it peeling off of the paper? Let's see, will it peel off? Oh my God, it's peeling. Oh, this is good news, kids. This is good news. I don't know what to do. Okay, well, I guess we get out the cutting board. Get the cutting board and... put the cutting board down here, like this. All right, now let's peel. Do I want to peel it off or do I want to try to cut it on the paper? I need to take it off, because if I try to cut it on the paper, then I'll just have paper strips. Wow. Oh, cool. It just peels right off the paper. And it's a little sticky. I'm actually going to save this paper because we can use that again. It's a little sticky, this stuff. I just left some fingerprints on it. That's okay. Nom nom nom. Mm-hmm. My fingers taste delicious. Now I need to find my knife. Okay, one knife later. Do I need to do anything to this knife? Do I need to oil the knife? I don't know. Let's turn this around so I can get to this side. And I'm just going to try to cut a little strip here. I'm just going to press the knife down into it. And, oh my God, it cut perfectly. Without any problems at all. I got a perfectly straight edge here. Well, it is sticky though. Huh. How am I going to deal with the sticky? Oh, I know. I'll just coat it with powdered sugar or something. All right, I'm cutting a piece off the strip I just cut. And what side is it sticky on? Is it sticky on both sides? Or just the top? I don't understand. All right, here we go. I'm tasting the candy. I'm putting the piece in my mouth now. And I'm going to wash my hands. Mmm. Okay. It tastes pretty banana-y. That was one of the big questions. Would I... You know, I have no recipe to go by, so I don't know how much flavoring to put in. Hi, Peppa. Hi. What do you want? So I'm just rolling this gelatinous piece of candy around in my mouth. It's kind of banana-y. Do you want some kitty water? Pip is leaving the kitchen. Okay. So now as I try to chew this candy, we're not going outside. You want some kitty water? You gotta get some kitty water. Put the kitty water back on the ground. That's kitty water for you. Some kitty water for you. All right. What's my first... That's fresh kitty water for you. I just filled up the kitty cup. She's looking at her cup. Yeah, that's for you. You can get it. Doesn't want any. All right. Back to the candy here. I think I'm going to have to eat another piece. Okay. So. It's not overly sweet. Even though I put half a pound of sugar in it. And, it could be more banana-ier. Meaning, the banana flavor could be more intense. I could probably double the amount that I put in. The consistency, the texture is good. I would say it's just about gumdrop density, but not gummy bear rubbery. I'm eating more. It's delicious. Okay. So, this is interesting. Something else that I can't figure out is that it's sticky on top, but not sticky on the bottom. The bottom is where it was touching the parchment paper. And so, what does that mean? Does that mean I need to sandwich this stuff between parchment paper if I don't want it to be sticky? Or I could dust this with powdered sugar. He says as he puts another piece in his mouth. Do I have any powdered sugar? I used to. But, is that it up there? Yeah, that looks like it up there. Okay. And this could be a little bit sweeter, too. I wonder how much more sugar I could put into this. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that if there's too much sugar, it won't set up properly. Which, as he puts the last piece in his mouth, that might be the problem with the other batch. Because there's a lot of sugar in the other batch. The other batch is twice the quantity. And what, 3.5 times the sugar? Okay. So this is interesting. What am I going to do with this right now? Okay, right now... Yeah, see, the bottom is not sticky. That is odd. I'm putting this back on the paper. Now I have to wash my hands again. What is it, Pippa? I gave you your kitty water. You got fresh kitty water. But in a way, I kind of like the subtleness of the banana flavor. It's not that obvious, super artificial banana flavor you get from, like, banana runts, which are great, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that this tastes a little bit more like actual banana. I'm going to put this in the refrigerator. See, here's the weird part. I'm looking at the cutting board, and where I put the giant mass of it, It's fine, but where the little pieces flipped over, there's stickiness. That's bizarre. Okay. Interesting. So, what are we doing next here? I think what's going to happen next is I'm going to move the cutting board, and we're going to get out the other batch, which is sitting right in here. Now, this is the batch that I made like 2 or 3 days ago that turned out to be super sticky and didn't want to behave. But I'm thinking maybe I didn't let it cure long enough. Maybe I didn't let it, you know, set up properly. And this is a big batch. This is twice as much as the others, that other batch. And so it's thicker too, so it's going to take longer to set up. And it's got a lot of sugar in it. So what do we got here? Oh, God, no. It's still just stuck to the paper. I stuck my finger in it. To see if it was still sticky. It is still very sticky. But I'll tell you something. It tastes amazing. Uh-oh. Now I got some of the sticky stuff under my fingernail. We gotta wash that off or we're gonna get that everywhere. Oh, I'm kind of depressed. Because I nailed the flavor. I nailed the flavor here. But, it's just a disaster. It is just, it's a lovely color. It's a lovely flavor. But it's just a giant pan full of goop. I'm going to stick that back in there. I have no idea what to do with that. I don't know if there's any way to save that. Because it is just goopy. It is just like thick liquid. It was not going to set up. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Okay, but given the information we have now, that means that we could make another batch. Let me think. How much sugar did I... I'm trying to compare what I did last night with what I did to that. How to combine the two, and blah, blah, blah. So, he says. Yeah, I think I could do it. I think I could. But what am I going to do with this giant mess of sticky stuff with almost 2 pounds of sugar in it? Oh, my God. How much sugar do we have? Yeah, we still got 5 pounds of sugar left in the bag. So we're not going to run out of sugar anytime soon. But I do have to go to the store, and I should go to the store today because I need waffles and I need maple syrup. Is the great waffle shortage over? I don't know. I do not know. Okay, so let's put the knife back in the sink. Why is this bottle here? And put all the sticky stuff in water so it'll start to dissolve. Okay. What am I going to do about the cutting board? I think we'll leave the cutting board up here for a minute. And right now, I think I'm going to go back downstairs. Okay, the banana jelly candy. It's pretty good. All right, so now that we know that that recipe seems to work, will it scale? It should. And the only reason I say that is I'm comparing these measurements and stuff to every other one I've seen, and I'm wondering if I wasn't given bad information at some point. And I just knocked over one of my baby Gundams. My G Hero Gundam. There, buddy, stand back up. Okay, he's good. Oh my goodness, look at the game. We missed a goal. The game is now tied up with about 30 minutes to play. Interesting. All right, so last night, what did I do? Last night, I went to the Herenhaven Camera Club. I don't know if I've brought this up. I don't know if I mentioned this. A number of years ago, Herenhaven sort of had a photography club, since lots of photographers go there, right? Somebody said, hey, let's start a club. And so they started a club, and I remember going to a couple of meetings, but eventually that club sort of fizzled out. And so a few months ago, somebody decided, hey, let's start up another club. And they said, okay, who are we going to get to front it? And so they found some guy that I don't know, but apparently he moved here recently and is a big photographer and has discovered Herenhaven. So he said he would, you know, lead this club. So I went to the first meeting a couple of months ago, like 3 months ago. And ooh, there's a goal. Australia just scored. So I went to this inaugural meeting of this club, and this guy was sort of an egomaniac, and but not in a good way. And this wasn't going to be much of a club. This was just going to be his little private lecture hall, where he was just going to pontificate. He was just going to lecture. Our club was just going to be, this guy's going to stand up and lecture and talk to us and tell us why our photos are so bad. Okay, that's not a photography club. That's a photography class. And I thought, okay, well, we'll see what happens. And so the next month, I go to the meeting, and the guy doesn't show up. The guy contacts one of the other people and says, oh, we've got a family emergency. I can't do the club tonight. And so basically we sat around in the building at Herenhaven looking at some of Sam's photos. Sam had his computer. We hooked it up to a projector. We looked at some photos that Sam, our president and treasurer, has taken, and that was fun. So last night was the third meeting of the camera club. And so I thought, okay, yeah, I'll go to see what happens. So I went to Herenhaven last night, and once again, the guy didn't show up. And this time he has not contacted anybody ahead of time. This guy who was just super gung-ho to sit there and lecture us about how crappy our photos were decides not to show up. And so that meeting devolved into one of the members explaining what a website is. Oh God, it was so painful. We looked at one of the guy's photos. He had a couple of really neat shots that I really liked. But then instead of doing anything practical or interesting, like looking at other people's photos, then one of our members, who was sort of officious and kind of annoying and unaware that... But anyway, then this person spent, I don't know how long, explaining one particular website where you can store your photos and show them. And she liked to use the word e-commerce. And you can e-commerce your photos here. Like, oh, I eventually had to leave because I don't need to learn about websites. I already know what a website is. I know what computers are. I've been online for a while now. I get it. So anyway, I was so bored that I had to leave, and I left about 15 minutes early. I think they were talking about looking for a new leader for this club, which I would almost do. but I don't know what anybody else wants out of this club. If you want a photography class, I'm not willing to do that. Although I am perfectly capable of teaching a photography class. It just isn't anything I want to do. And I don't particularly want to be the president of a photography club either, but... You know, what's a club? It's clubs where you do things. I don't need a class, and I don't really feel like anybody else needs a class. Nobody needs to be lectured and told that their photography sucks. Why don't we have a club where it's fun, and we have group projects, and we do things, and we, like, look at each other's photos and do stuff like that? And maybe come up with a big group project to do for the next thing that's coming up. But, geez, it's already June. We have 3 months until the open house. And that's another idea that I have for the camera club. I mean, is it a camera club? Do we collect cameras? Is it a photography club? What is it? But I thought what might be fun for a group project is we could build a camera obscura and put it outside somewhere during the open house so the kids can understand concepts and how cameras work. Because, and this is just my opinion here, but to me, the easiest way to explain how a camera works to a child is to put them inside a camera. So you can say, see what's happening here? The light comes in here, it inverts through those holes, and we see the image over here on this wall. Now, if we were a camera, we could just put some film right here. And blah, 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 blah. So anyway, that's my idea. Does anybody listen to my ideas? No. During the last camera club, I had this other idea. Let's build a bunch of stereoscopes. And we could all take pictures. We can all take stereo pairs. And we could put them in these stereoscopes. And we can leave the stereoscopes around in the building for people to look at. And so I built a stereoscope, took a bunch of stereo pairs, took this to the camera club. And they did not understand. Yeah, you heard me correctly. They did not understand what was going on. So I'm sitting there showing them the thing, going, look, we can build these. It just takes $1 worth of foam core for the materials for these things, plus some mirrors and some other stuff. Take the stereo pictures. We can leave these around in the building. Kids can look through them. Well, what is it? It's a stereoscope. It makes 3D pictures. Oh, my God. So I had to spend a half an hour explaining stereoscopy. I had to say to a bunch of people, remember the little ViewMaster toys you had as a child? That's what this is. It's just bigger. It's a display model. You know, we can make our own photographs and put them in here. We can take three-dimensional photos of Harrenhaven and use it. Well, I don't have a three-dimensional camera. Yes, your camera is three-dimensional. I mean, it doesn't take 3D pictures. Yes, it does take 3D pictures. All cameras can take 3D photography. Oh, and then you have to explain stereo imagery to people and they just don't get it. And I just walked out of there and that was the last time I went to that camera club until this new one started that doesn't have a president. Unlike me, I'm the president and chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta go work on my banana candy. So banana, 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 banana.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.